Hi, I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild. What are you doing with all those cookies?
Oh, I'm hiding them around the studio. You know, winter's coming, Chris.
You're what? you're hiding them around the studio?
Yeah, I'm hiding them around the
studio. I'm sure there's a method, but it looks more like madness to me.
It's actually a successful strategy for surviving the winter among scatter hoarders.
Scatter hoarders?
Yeah. So a hoarder gathers stuff in one place. A scatter hoarder hides stuff in a bunch of different places.
Okay, so what kind of animal are we talking about?
Well, we've got the gray squirrel, a classic scatter hoarder. They'll gather their acorns and bury them in the ground or in trees all over their territory.
So are all squirrels scatter hoarders?
No. Red squirrels are hoarders, but they're not scatter hoarders. They're angry little trolls who stash stuff all over the place. When you're walking through the woods and a red squirrel starts chattering at you, it's defending its one and only cache. Same deal with chipmunks and white-footed mice. Scatter hoarders like our gray squirrel hide food in many different places.
Yeah, okay. Blue jays and gray jays do that too. A gray jay will spend the summer accosting hikers, filling itself with as much granola and dried fruit as it can extort. And then it'll go off into the forest and glue the food to crevices of trees with its saliva.
Ugh. Actually, gray squirrels do something similar.
Yeah?
Well, they lick their acorns before burying them in your garden. Kind of like I'll lick this Oreo to keep you from eating it.
Yeah, that's effective. It's your Oreo now.
And it is effective. Gray squirrels don't have a map of their cache sites, so their saliva is an olfactory signpost come next winter.
Do you mean to tell me that that squirrel can smell his spit through the snow and the frost?
Dig up his frozen meal and feast. Well, that's only if someone else hasn't dug it up first.
Right, because a passing squirrel might smell the spit, dig up the stash. You know, the plan doesn't seem sound to me.
You know, it may not seem that way, but it does work. And gray squirrels aren't the only ones who do this. Tufted titmice, the red-breasted nuthatch.
Okay, yeah. A tufted titmouse will grab seeds from my feeder, fly off and stash them in a tree. And then a red-breasted nuthatch may come along and steal those seeds. So how in the world is this behavior effective?
Well, that's just what they do. A group has cache sites stashed all over their territory, but they don't put all their eggs in one basket.
So they cooperate?
No. They hide a lot of food all over the place. And sure, they'll forget some of their caches, and other creatures are going to steal some, but the goal is to have so much that they'll still have enough food to get them through the winter.
And they can tolerate the loss.
Yeah, and all those nuts that no one finds, that's planting the next forest.
Yeah, I'm always pulling acorn sprouts out of my garden where some squirrel buried them and left them unharvested.
Sure, squirrels go after beech nuts, maple seeds, and when those trees mature, they'll provide food for future generations of hoarders and scatter hoarders.
And you can find a hoard of pictures of scatter hoarders on the Something Wild page at nhpr.org. And while you're at it, send us some of your pictures.
And if you're seeing strange animal behavior that you don't understand, we'll try to sort it out for you. Just email us at somethingwild@nhpr.org.
And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Have you licked all these?
Oh, I forgot. I left that one here last year.
Oh.
You can have it.
Thanks.
I licked that. I licked that one. I think that's the one I licked, actually. It might have been this one. Uh-huh.